Hi, this is Bob, and today I'm talking with two members of the Two Harbors High School Rock Solid Robotics team. And they and their teammates are heading to the regional competition that's starting on Thursday at the Deck in Duluth. Guys, welcome to KTWH Radio.
Thanks for interviewing us.
Yeah.
First of all, why don't you introduce yourselves and just tell everybody how many years you've been in robotics here.
Okay. I'm Reed. I'm a senior, and I've been on the robotics team since 9th grade, so that would be 4 years.
I'm Alex. I'm a sophomore. I've been on the team for, this is my second year, but before this I've been on FLO and continue to mentor them.
How long were you at FLO for?
4 years.
Wow.
How many members are on your team this year?
Around 10, right? Yeah.
Sounds about right.
What age group do you still qualify to be in this?
I believe it's 14, 18, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the competition that you're going to is obviously not a simple-minded affair. I've seen this before. What kinds of challenges are you going to have to face when you get to the deck? Can you kind of give us a walkthrough of what this competition is going to do and what you have to do to be in it?
Are you talking about for like the game or like?
Well, let's go back to the idea of what does a competition entail? Is it just the game that you're competing in, or are there other things that you're expected to do other than get ready for the games, play the games, win the games?
Well, first we have to bring everything there, which actually tomorrow I think that's what we're going to be doing mostly.
Okay.
Is just getting everything ready to go there. And then on Thursday we show up.
Yeah.
And I think like the whole of Thursday maybe, but there's definitely a long time that's just dedicated to getting everything like out of the trailer and set up, and then we have to go do inspection to get.
Okay, and there's a team of inspectors you have to. Is this so you're like in NASCAR, so you're not running something that's illegal? Or?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the main competition takes place when?
So the main competition is over the weekend, starting Thursday is kind of getting our stuff there, if I recall.
Yeah.
Well, the main competition kind of kicks off on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
Not Sunday.
And are you playing matches against other teams?
Kind of. The way it works is that there's qualification matches, which is six teams, and there's three per side. And winning them is a part of the game. But there's a thing called ranking points, which you can get through certain actions, which one of them is winning. But those qualification matches, they determine your ranking, which then at the end is used to determine if you go through to the finals or not. Because the top eight teams get in automatically, and then those eight teams have to form alliances of three teams.
Wow.
So, yeah, then 16 other teams would also compete, which is just like those eight teams get to pick whoever.
Ah.
Yeah.
Wow. How many teams are going to be at the deck?
I believe at the deck, 128, but then it's split into two regionals.
Okay, so it's round numbers, like 60 teams for each regional.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
It's actually, the deck is the biggest competition for first in the United States, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, tell you what. Tell us something about your robot this year. What's good, bad, and ugly about your robot this year?
Well, our robot works on simple engineering principles, and one of our goals that our robot kind of focuses on, and we've used most of our engineering skills on, is picking up game objects, which in this season is cones and cubes and placing them on targets. And our robot accomplishes this by having a telescoping and tilting arm. So...
Yeah, go ahead. And so then that... So you sort of match your robot to what the tasks are going to be.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Is it working?
Well, yes, it's worked. We've successfully scored pieces. Still improvements that we're still making on the last minute here, but it works.
Yeah. It works. Well, that's good. How about all these aspects that you've had to do since you started this year's setup and everything to get ready? That's a lot of work, and you've got, what did you say, a bunch of team members. How do you divide out the responsibilities and the work? Is it a structured deal, or do you just make it up?
It's somewhat structured. I suppose there's two main branches. One of them is focused on, like, building the robot and programming it, which is most of our team. And then there's another branch called media marketing that is headed by one of our mentors, but our team members do most of the work. And the goal of that branch is to, like, get sponsors and, like, write newsletters to inform people who want to know and, like, are sponsors. And also somewhat to do things like schedule a little bit. That's what they've been doing this year. It's more in expansion on their responsibilities, but...
Okay. You know, I've been around here for a while now, and I've seen, you know, a bunch of older folks hanging out with you guys, and I presume that they are mentors, and you want to say a little bit about what kinds of things they do with you or for you?
Well, we get a lot of mentors from a lot of local companies like LeBounty. A lot of people come here from there, and they really help us out with their expertise in the field. Like, they do this kind of stuff every single day, so just them sharing ideas and providing feedback to us while we work is really helpful.
Okay, cool. They look like engineers to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get a little personal for just a second. Either of you have any thoughts about what you have liked about being on this team, what you're getting out of being on this team?
Well, I would say what I've really gotten out of robotics is learning that if you create a plan and then stick to it and implement it, it's going to work. And that has been the main thing that I've learned from robotics.
Yeah. Okay. For me, it's just been a lot of the skills that I've learned, like even soft skills, like just working with a team, collaborating, along with all of the machining techniques and programming I've learned along the way, too.
How can people see the competition, and where's the best place to find out about this thing if you're really interested?
Well, if you're interested in the competition, looking at First Inspires and Blue Alliance is a good place to find out about the competition and scheduling and stuff. But if you're interested in joining, like, a robotics team or FIRST in general, lots of local communities have things. And here, good people to talk to would be the science teacher and math teacher here, Mr. Schlangen and Brian Ravala.
Yeah, the main way adults can help out is by becoming mentors or by volunteering at the events. Like, the deck, the event that we're going to, is comprised, I think, entirely of volunteers.
Okay. Is there an audience other than people participating in the event?
Yeah. You can if you want to, you can actually find a video, like, stream of it on the service Twitch. But there's also a lot of people who come there in person.
Okay, so that you can get in and actually see this happen.
Yep.
That's Thursday through...
Should be Thursday through Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure if you come.
Yeah, the best Thursday. People to ask about the schedule would probably be Mr. Schlangen and Brian Ravala.
Okay.
Or you could probably find it on First Inspires.
Yeah, we're not... totally sure of the schedule here. We've just been focusing on building that for the deadline.
Well, I hear you. And I don't want to take up a whole lot more of your time because I realize you've probably still got some magic to do before you get the thing on the in the truck. Is that a truck we're taking here?
Yep.
Cameras. I think, actually, it's going to go in a trailer, and then we're going to go in a bus.
Okay. You were saying that you have sponsors and that I'm sure you get financial support for this. If somebody listening has an interest in maybe helping financially in some small way, is there a path that you know of to make contact?
Well, talking with our person on our team who kind of coordinates media marketing, Erica, she is really good at dealing with sponsors, and you could probably start by emailing her or calling her, or getting in contact with some of the coaches.
Another person who would be very good to contact is a mentor and chemistry and algebra teacher here, Brian Ravala. Yeah, he would probably be the best person to contact, just because he's going to be here for a while.
Sure. Well, and what I'll do is I'll ask him if I can... If I can give contact information to people in this, so I'll take you off the hook on that one. I guess maybe I've burned up a lot of your time. Is there anything you actually thought you'd want to say in a radio interview that I'm missing, or should we just put a cap on this baby and you guys can go back to robotics?
I don't know. I suppose it would just be saying that robotics is a very fun activity that is... helped me a lot through the years because it's taught me how to work with a team, which is one of the most important skills ever. And it's been an amazing experience.
Well, thank you very much for doing this interview. And you should be hearing it on the radio soon. And good luck. Have some fun out there.
Thanks. Now let's get those cameras working.
Yeah.